Lime, duh.
Yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello.
Whoa.
Stupid.
Whoa, welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians and the funniest motherfuckers dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am Dan Black, the funniest podcaster in the motherfucking universe. If you turn off this podcast, I'll fucking kill you. Yo. Man, I'm having a fucking blast on this podcast. What am I doing again?
Introductions.
The modern day goof and spoof, Haraja, coming at you like Cleopatra. Baby, gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee. Gabba, yeah. Gabba, gay. Gabba, 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 gabba.
Look how fucking yoked I am, baby. Look at this. Tell me a podcast host who could fucking flex like this, hold the mic, and the thing you're focusing on is the fucking vein popping out of his trap. Woo! Oh, yeah. I am.
Someone you idolize.
And after that, I'm going straight to hell. Enjoy the show.
Yo, what up, everybody? We're back in action for your satisfaction. Whew, a mere 10 days away from the Cal Podcast Presents DZ and Friends SummerSlam-tacular directly after SummerSlam in Las motherfucking Vegas, baby, on the Strip. I will be performing stand-up. I will be wrestling for the number one contendership for the Cal Podcast title, my title, a title that I created, getting it back. We're getting things back to normal here, throwing the strap around the waist of wastes. Dan Black, baby. That's a new title for me. The waist of wastes, baby. You know what I mean?
Because you're an absolute waste.
Oh, my God.
That's why you earned that title, baby.
India, Romeo, Oscar, Shapiro.
I mean, usually I cut off with the music. I have to jump in here. Dan, I got to tell you.
We can't even hear you. Is he so low? Why are your levels so low, bro?
Can anyone else hear me?
You're vegging out? You're not preparing to wrestle me again?
I'm not wrestling you. You have to go through the very stiff competition of Nick Tulo. Look, I was just saying that, Dan, you
Tulo's
sound...
making nobody stiff, okay? Let's be honest.
Yikes. You
nothing
sound...
stiff about that.
You sound...
One of the most flaccid, opponents I've ever seen in my life. Oh,
wow.
My God.
Speak of the devil.
Wow, speak of the devil, running with the devil. Sheps.
Appear.
Yeah, I guess do the introduction.
Sorry to cut you off, but let me introduce the room, and then I'll introduce everybody, okay?
Yeah.
All right, do you mind that? Wow, the Zack Ryder shirt. All right, Nasty Newman in the house. What up, bro?
How about it? I want to say that in the intro you said the funniest motherfuckers, plural, and I make no claims to being funny.
Oh, my God. This guy is the opposite of Ethan Page. He's not all ego.
All ego death. All ego death, Alex Newman.
This guy's not all ego. And here he is, my opponent. I'm his only friend, Mr. Nick Tulo, the Marketect, tiptoe with Tulo. Nick Tulo, thanks for chiming in from your hideout in Austin, Texas. What's up, bro?
Thanks for having me. Just prepping for the big match on next Saturday.
That looks sharp.
What do you got there? A pizza cutter, bro? What are you preparing to going back to being a pizza guy again? You going back to slicing, taking one and turning it into eight?
I never worked in a fucking pizza store ever in my whole entire life, bro. So you think you know me? You really don't. And honestly, I'm just happy to be here, man. Thanks for having me. Shebs, thanks for making me the number one contender.
To be fair, you're not the number one contender yet. I've given you an opportunity to become the number one contender. I've booked you guys in a match, and I feel great about it.
Shebs, can I just say one thing? Because you cut me off, and I'll just say this because this is helping. This will you will like this. I just want to say, wow, look how jacked I am, folks. Listen, the main what I was saying before everybody got introduced and Tulo popped onto the pod here, what I was saying is that, so if people don't know, August 21st, directly after SummerSlam, we have the DZ and Friends SummerSlam-tacular. Great comedy show. And also we'll be having the number one contender match of me versus Nick Tulo. Tickets are available now. Dolph Ziggler will be there performing. There's also VIP tickets, meet and greets. We'll have tons of surprise guests. I already know a couple of them. And fucking dope. If you're Mark, dope. And the tickets are on sale now. We're set there again. The room's big, but these tickets are selling faster than I expected. Get them now. DZ and Friends, SummerSlam-tacular. Get the tickets now. You get the tickets. The ticket link is it's on the at COW podcast link, at Heel Ziggler, at Dan Black Attack. Also, just Google. It's at the Space in Las Vegas. If you can't find where tickets are, you probably don't know how to put a credit card into a computer and find tickets, right? Are we at the point where it's like, do you got to say links anymore? It's like, you know how to find this shit, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's good if you say link in bio and then put the link in your bio.
Right, the links in bio is good. Links in bio. Chebs, I'll throw to you because I interrupted you, and I respect the title. We'll be back around my waist very soon. And Chebs,
that was a good joke.
Look, here's the thing. If you're trying to put asses in seats for the show, you're forgetting the actual main event of DZ and Friends and SummerSlam-tacular. Is that the mainland coronation celebration of yours truly, sponsored by Truly, will be headlining the show. This is the opportunity for all the Chebroniacs. Hey, what flavor?
Lime.
Love it. Proceed. This is the opportunity for all my fans who weren't able to see my reign in person in Hawaii, because that's where I fucking lay right there, baby. I do it all for the Hawaiian iron style. But I'll be on the mainland for limited time only to let people see the belt, see me strut my stuff. I got a Pope Mobile. It's going to be awesome. You don't want to miss it. And I will say this. I will say one thing.
You got a Pope Mobile procured already?
I told you, Las Vegas has a Pope Mobile, but it's never been used. It's pristine. It's mint.
Oh, because he doesn't show up.
The Pope doesn't go to Vegas because it's Sin City. So if he goes to Vegas, Las Vegas is absolved of all sin. It loses its all appeal. So the Pope Mobile that they have has never been used. It's like I'm driving a dead stock Pope Mobile.
I gotta
tell
you,
it's gonna be fantastic.
That's one of the funniest facts ever brought up on this show. That there is a Pope Mobile in Vegas, in case, but yeah. It's never actually been because it's Sin City. Like, why would he show his face there?
No, it's good. Las Vegas actually asked him. They asked him, not side deal, like, hey, Your Holiness, Your Excellency, please don't come here because we don't want to risk.
Would he stay at the Venetian?
Of course he would. Absolutely,
folks.
Anyway, guys, the show's going to be fantastic. Be there. Find a way to get there. We couldn't be more excited. And I'm excited to see Dan and Tulo rip
Vegas
each other apart.
So dumb. Vegas is so dumb.
It's so
I love
dumb.
It. I love it, but it's like, oh, there's Paris.
New York. New York. New York. Oh, there's a pyramid.
Oh, here's the pyramid.
The fucking pyramid with the beam coming out the fucking top.
Yo, somebody spends $1 billion to build a hotel called New York, New York.
I rode the roller coaster there. They've also they got the Mirage, which is Tiger King themed. They've got Treasure Island, which is Pirates of the Caribbean themed. They've got the Bellagio, which is Ocean's 11 themed. Right. They've got all the themed casinos.
I remember, like, I
they've
said,
got the
Treasure Island Bellagio. First
open. They've got the La Quinta, that's Psycho themed.
Yeah.
Yo, it's a Treasure Island. Like, I stayed there once, and it was just straight pirate themed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went back, like, 10 years later, and the theme was, like, sexy pirates. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, they changed it. They're like, somebody had, like, a rebranding meeting over at the Treasure Island, and was like, look, guys, it's not working anymore.
It's time
like
that we
like
focus
a Vincian-style
less.
Meeting.
That- it's time we focus less on pirate booty and focus more on pirate booty. You understand?
It's a pivot.
It's a pivot. Damn it!
Yeah. Oh man. And then like so they like outside of Treasure Island they would have a pirate show where you know like it's like oh they shoot cannonballs at each other. One guy's like ah and, like jumps off. And then I went back and it was just babes dancing on a pirate ship with like a fucking Jack Sparrow hat on. You know what I mean? Oh. And I was like, yo, this is if somebody took over and it was someone like me took over and was like, this is right. Where we're going. This is the direction we're heading.
The Bellagio fucking rocks. Bellagio's yeah, great, nice hotel.
Great hotel. Yeah, yeah.
And that fountain show, I've had brunch right on the fucking patio on that. This is a, you know. Oh, whatever. I mean, I'm big in Vegas. People hate me in Vegas.
A little egg
for
you.
You had brought the crowd pop. It's not just going to be because of fans. It's going to be because people know me in Vegas. They're coming. This is big. This is
big time. What were you going to say?
That would just be a Nick. A little eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
A little fountain show.
Yeah, you get a little fountain show. Bloody Marys. Bottomless mimosas.
Oh, man.
Come on. My own.
I was eating brunch in front of the fountain show when you were banging cheerleaders.
I just got a quick champions announcement here.
Let's do it.
I don't know what has happened to this podcast, okay? Because ever since, I don't know, I guess Fuckboy Summer, I don't know what's going on. But all of a sudden, I got Nick Tulo and Dan Black. I book you guys for the number one contender, which is honestly very big of me to do. It's because I want what's best for the fans and the pod and the belt. I want to be the champion of a title that's defended, fought for, with the best competition. Ever since I gave you guys this shot, though, you're both going into heel territory here. Like, Dan, you sound like a maniac.
Heel, bro. What are you talking about?
You sound like a bad dude, Dan.
More than ever.
You sound like a bad guy. You're acting out of line. You're.
Okay.
I think your head's clouded with babes. And Tulo, you're like, they know me in Vegas. I'm a big deal here. I'm a big deal there. Where's the humility? Somehow, I'm the biggest face in this podcast universe now. And let me tell you something. It's not that far from the truth.
Come on.
Because I got the Rock to Re-Grandmas. I brought back Calmania. I made the title relevant again. I'm booking matches. I'm booking shows. Okay. I'm producing things. Things have been popping off. And
aside from
Newman, I might be the biggest face on this podcast.
Yeah. Thank
right
you.
Now.
That's exactly what I was about to say. As far as I'm concerned, Dan, you're acting like a real... I don't know what a heel or a bad guy is. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
I don't even
about.
Know what you're talking about.
You're
bro.
Being a real... You're acting kind of like a douche. A little bit. The douche meter has gone from like 1 to like... 2.
Have you ever been treated the way that I'm treated now? Have you gone are you fucking... the Facebook group or the Discord to the way people talk about me? And
you deserve it.
People
haven't talked about me that way because of the way that I conduct myself.
The bottom line is this: is that Shebs, or you know, just everyone, Nick Tulo, I am looking
you're my
out
dark
for
knight.
You, bro.
Yeah, you're looking out.
I
for me.
Am looking. We have gone through this a million times, and I will not waver. I am looking out for you. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Okay? Do you see the muscles? Do you see the work I'm doing right now? It's because I recognize that I fell flat when it came to Chevs and being prepared for him. Now, do you look at you? Do you need to go over to the mirror? I see your bathroom over there. And look at the shape you're in. And look at how ill-prepared you are for someone like Chevs, who's a Please. Fucking snake. All the fakes are snakes. The shirt is made for Chevs. Yeah.
You're the biggest fucking snake in the whole entire world, dude. You've been sabotaging me and my opportunities for this fucking title for far too long. And you have shown your true colors. You're holding me back because you know what will happen. If you weren't involved in this and I won that match and faced Shebs, and if I beat Shebs and held that title, you would lose absolute control of this podcast because I would be... the new face of Cal, and that is something you can't live with because I earned my way, and you told me to fucking hold off for so long for cashing in because you said I was your fucking friend, and you could say, I fooled you, whatever.
I didn't
Fuck
fool you,
dude.
You are my friend.
No, my friend. Do not
I'm the only one in your life
showing
who
your fucking
cares
ass
about
right
you.
Now.
The
you're
only
showing,
one.
You're showing your fucking ass right now, and you're looking even bigger of a douche now. Because everybody knows that you fucking held me back with that briefcase and you admitted to it that you were just trying to fool me because you knew I was going to cash in on you and become champion. And that's something you can't live with. Now,
I just
listen
said
to me
you're
right
too
now.
Weak. The fact that you listen to me shows that you're too weak for a guy like
that. It shows
Chef.
That I'm a really good
you're
fucking
good
friend
opponent
and that
for
I trusted you. And now I don't trust you anymore. And I know what you're trying to do again. You're trying to slow me down because you know I'm fucking
listen,
hot
bro,
right now.
You're a fucking D-plus player. Okay.
Yeah, get out of here.
At the end of the year, you're a fucking D-plus player.
D-plus.
When it comes down to it, bro, I am the one who's looking at the rubric, bro. I'm whipping out the
it
fucking.
Say?
It's saying that you're not ready to go. You belong behind the barricades. You're an incredible spectator. You're an incredible fan. Okay. Right. You're incredible at it. You know how to dress up like the wrestlers. It's really cool what you do. I like it. I'm a fan of it. You were even telling me, you know, the ladies are liking it. The fake Seth Rollins, it's great. But ultimately, fake, the F word, is there. You are fake Seth Rollins. And when it comes to Shebs, Shebs is the real Shapiro. And when it comes down to it, he's the real deal. And even though, look, you might be able to get the upper hand on Shebs in close quarter combat. You might that. But you're not ready for what he is willing to go. The guy rented a Pope Mobile. Okay, he has tricks up his sleeves. He has resources that we do not have. You cannot handle Shapiro.
Has my ego gotten out of control a little bit? Sure. But honestly, I've never felt more confident in my abilities, and I never had this much support in my whole entire life. So I'm going into this.
Tell everybody what your finisher is called. Tell them what, just to show you how serious of a competitor this guy is. I've been working on the elk gore. You know what it is. You know what it is. I'm eating elk. Okay, Joe Rogan told me elk will make me jacked up, okay?
Oh,
and
bro.
I'm eating a lot of elk, and it's jacked me up, and I'm working on a spear, a gore. It's not fancy, but my goal is I'm working on a way to actually impale you with my head a little bit. And not in a way that will kill you, but in a way will knock you out for good. And I'm tell everybody what your finisher's called.
And I'm working on a way to suffocate the absolute living shit. The
He's drunk. This is what I'm talking about, bro. Did you just wake up to do this?
The fucking shit out of you, okay? I'm fucking going to hit you with with the motherfucking EMA, okay? You know what the EMA is? Yeah, the EMA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me what your move's called.
It's called Electronic Music Awards?
It's called the Eat My Ass.
His move's called the Eat My Ass, okay?
Okay.
He's the EMA.
And I'm going to bring you a fucking spoon. Because I'm going to fucking hit you with that Eat My Ass. And it's going to fucking take you out, bro.
So you're admitting that you're bringing a foreign object.
I'm looking to humiliate you. Oh, wow, I can't even fucking speak. I'm done.
Humiliate.
The guy's drunk.
Humiliate
you.
He's
talking about. He's not right. Shebs, Shebs, be honest. Who do you want to face between the two of us? Who do you
want to face? I slept in 3 days.
I need to call a quick champions timeout here.
He hasn't slept in 2 days.
I got to call a quick champions timeout.
I got to text my trainer. He'll laugh that you haven't slept.
I got to restore some order here. You guys, there's a lot of over talking. That's what I'm saying. You're both a little bit. You need to be less ego, Ethan Page.
Whatever, man.
Okay, the Eat My Ass, the EMA.
Great.
What type of maneuver is it? What is it like?
I'm not
going to
tell him.
You're not going to tell us what the finisher is?
No, because this guy thinks he's got it all figured out. Now all he's right. fucking. He can't get. He's been thinking of this Eat My Ass move for fucking all week, and it's. I can see it.
Okay.
It's fucking him up. Look at him, dude. Listen. He's fucking not sure what the fuck it's going to be. And when I hit him with it, he's done. He's done.
Bloody ass, okay? It's got nothing to do with you, bro.
All right, everybody. All right, look, listen. Dan, you posed a question to me. Who would I rather face? And it's a very obvious answer for me, okay? If I had my druthers, the one that I would rather face and the winner I'd want to be the number one contender is Nick Tulo. And I'll tell you why.
Because Monday.
One. Physically, just easier competition, okay? And I don't mean to besmirch. I don't mean but Dan is put on some muscle. Two.
Accurate.
Two, I love Dan more than you, and it's not a dig. I've just known him since I was 5 years old. He's my best friend. And I've already broken this man's will, spirit, and taken everything from
him. That's why I'm
going to win. I don't want to do it again to the guy. He sounds like he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to do it to him either, but you put him in the match. So
he's
eating
raw.
Clearly, you want someone else to do it.
No, I'm just saying that like I won't feel comfortable doing to him again what I already had to do to him. And from a strictly showman point of view, from a guy who wants the best possible show for the fans, we've seen Dan in title picture forever. Mm-hmm. He's had the belt. He's lost the belt. I think the fans would rather see Tulo compete for the title. And
what's
more, for my personal legacy, I already got a victory over Dan. I have two. So now I want a victory over someone else. I want to beat Nick.
Correct.
I love that.
And then after Tulo, I want Aaron. I want Newman. I want Iffy. I want to defeat everybody. I want to start naming names and put them on my list, put them on my mantelpiece. And
Dan, you want to be the tribal chief?
I already am in a lot of places.
Listen, I mean, I just feel like the time for talk is over. Shebs, you'll be having the
mainland coronation celebration.
And you're just going to be sitting up on your fucking throne in the Pope Mobile. And
Watching,
is the Pope Mobile, does it drive into the space in Las Vegas? Do they have a hatch like a loading
dock?
Does the
Pope Mobile drive into space? Do you understand how stupid you sound?
Yeah, I couldn't speak before, and this guy's making fun of me, saying I'm drunk, and he can't even fucking put a sentence together that makes sense.
Your next stop, the Jabrones.
To a bottom line, after this match, it's all good because me.
Oh, by the way, are you putting the pink slips up or what?
No, obviously not.
All right, well.
You guys don't fight for your cars?
No, Tulos is adding. The guy doesn't train. He's adding stipulations. He thinks he's in charge here, bro.
I just think Dan's in it for the wrong reasons. And if he really cared about the pod, he put the pink slips up.
After I knock you down, I'll prove to you. I will prove to you when I stun you. Elk Gore into the stunner. All right. The bottom line is this. So once I hit you with those moves, I pin you 1, 2, 3. I fireman carry you, put my shoulder, make out with my fucking girl. Then we walk down the strip. I drop you off at urgent care MD. I use my health insurance because obviously you don't have health insurance. I say put it on my tab. I sit there and go, hey, this guy's going to be alive because people need him behind the barricades. They need this fan. And then, you know, then I'm going to go fucking party. And then I'll call up to check up on you later and make sure you heal up fast. Because fucking you're important, bro, to the wrestling universe. As a fan, not as a competitor.
Well, man.
I go on to fucking destroy Shebs at WrestleMania.
Let me just interject one thing. Dan, that sounds like a good plan if you pull that off. The one thing you're missing is after you pin Tulo or after Tulo pins you.
Yeah.
Yep.
No one's going anywhere because you guys are going to keep your asses in those seats to see the mainland coronation celebration of yours truly, sponsored by Truly, featuring the June Shine All-Stars, because I drink kombucha now, too. And even if one of you guys is bleeding out to death, you're not going to want to miss this celebration. So stick around for the coronation.
Yeah, yeah. I think later on the show, you were going to, you know, on our docket here, because we got to get into some wrestling.
I have something to confess.
Yeah.
Okay. I could give two shits about what's going on in WWE right now. Like, honestly, like...
That's fair.
I think that's really where we should start, because...
I don't care about Raw. Don't care about NXT right now.
So let's talk about... where we should start is this NXT thing. First off, we should say that Rampage kicking off on Friday, right?
Fuck
10 p.m. on Friday.
Can we get a little
right
Ambrose?
Right after SmackDown, right? Did you see, by the way, how dope the graphics are for these Rampage ads?
Oh, they're so sick.
They're sick. They're like they're like superheroes, right? They give them kind of like an orange glow to everybody. They kind of
the lightning.
They caught my eye. They really caught my eye. So now we have Dark, which will keep going, right?
Yeah.
Rampage.
Well, they have Elevation
and
also.
Dynamite. We are now in and
more
Elevation.
Shows.
Right, sorry. We are now in the zone where I'm getting a lot of texts. And I'll say this. I got two texts while we started this podcast. Here we go. Here's one of them. Just came in, okay? Hey, nah, I said, are you going to SummerSlam? And he said, nah, I'm barely paying attention to WWE anymore. But a few of us will be at New Japan this weekend. So these are marks.
Coming to Austin.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
I'm talking about marks. Or like, I'm not watching that anymore. And... the amount of people I'm talking to who are saying, like, I'm not following WWE at all, it's higher and higher. And it's a fucking beautiful thing. It really is a beautiful thing. Newman was before the pod telling me he's not watching. Now, I just want to say, because I've been watching WWE, but it's harder and harder as I know less and less of you guys are watching it and following it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, now I'm just watching it not for the pod. I'm watching it like you guys don't even care. Like, as the marks, you don't even care. But I want to mention this one thing, and then we'll open it up to a discussion. Because also, I want to mention NXT in this, too. Because NXT is...
done.
Essentially failing, right? Like,
for no
Vince
reason.
Came out, and Vince came out, got caught, reported. This is alleged, right? He said, and I'm saying this is a Vince quote, so this is offensive language, but I'm saying what he said. He was like... with NXT, they fired a bunch of wrestlers, let them go, and then he said, no more midgets. We're going back to this being development, right?
Right.
And going to be guys who can be huge stars on the main roster. That's what he wants NXT. He killed NXT, right?
Yo, he literally took Karrion Kross, had him lose with the title in less than a minute and a half to Jeff Hardy, and that was the moment. He just cut the balls right off of NXT. Just gone. It's done. It's going back on the network. It will not be on USA soon.
So, yeah, I mean, it's is that is there any talk about NXT leaving USA? No, right?
No, I'm just so. That's where I feel like it's happening. I mean, I can't imagine it staying on.
And people are speculating that this is Vince essentially telling Triple H, you lost the war against AEW. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
You lost. And now NXT will go back to making my product better. Right? And that's it. No more signing these little guys and sucking the indies dick scenes dick. This is not like, I don't know. That's just, you know, man, that is like, now it's like, yo, I'm looking for the next Batista. Right?
Which is so like, I mean, is that, I think, Dan, right? You're going to say,
well, I brought up Batista just because he's muscle. Guy. I just want to say, because you made a face. I brought up Batista because he's an example of muscle. No, sorry, Newman, I'll throw it right to you. But he's an example of a huge guy who they want to mold from scratch. He had not wrestling before, right? Yeah. All
right. Right. But that's my point, is that I know that you say, and it's true, that there's always room for a jacked up dude.
Right.
But like the fact that AEW is so successful and uses sort of like the ethic of the independent scene.
Right.
And then WWE is now having a hard time keeping up with them. Like, for Vince to continue this, oh, let's just get some big fucking dude and try to make him into a superstar is so backward. They're doomed. They're fucking doomed.
Here's the, because this is what I want to just point out, is that the main event of, like, the main event scene of Raw in the time where people care the least about it is what it feels like, are the biggest guys. Like, you had Drew Lashley,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that got most attention was probably Sasha Bianca at Mania.
I have a question.
Right?
I just have to ask it.
Those are two little guys.
Are we going to SummerSlam? Like, let me know. I bought a ticket. I can return it. Like, I just don't know. Like, I would just want to literally go for Cena and Reigns. That's
okay, it. But so is it going to be Cena and Reigns anymore? I mean, now I'm blowing all the topics right now.
But also, it looks like
they're going to add Balor.
But also, right? Cena and Reigns are also two huge guys, to put this in perspective. So whatever that's worth.
Right.
Guys, let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
Here's what I'm always trying to gauge, though, right?
It's Nick like, Gage.
I'm trying to always Nick Gage this. Is like
NGK all day.
I don't. AEW's numbers are not actually like that amazing, right? Like, I mean, they get like 1 million viewers an episode, right? Still pretty good for live TV at this point, right? You know, on cable.
And they've been around for no time at all.
Like 2 years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then. But, like, Raws right now are only getting, like, 1.5, right?
And they've been around for
25, the longest-running cable and television program.
The only pop they're getting in their ratings is when they announce Cena's going to be on the show. That's it.
So,
nobody else is popping ratings.
By the way, speaking of Cena in the new Suicide Squad movie, one of my guys.
One of my guys also.
Haven't watched yet, but
Cena's
just one of my guys across the
first
board.
First one is absurd. This one is
you have
very,
to watch
good.
Birds of Prey, and I highly suggest watching it first.
I watched that last night. That was
I saw Birds of Prey.
Also, Birds of Prey, one of my guys. Love that movie.
Birds of Prey was very
Quinn,
fun.
One of my guys. Who does Cena play in this movie?
Peacemaker.
He's the Peacemaker.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
A little too big. Peacemaker's not that big.
He's excellent.
They just made him.
Kills it.
It's Cena's best. It's Cena's best work.
Easily.
Okay.
So yeah. I can talk about that for. I'll watch that tonight.
Rules.
Oh no, tonight I'm gonna watch fucking AEW. I mean,
yeah.
Yo. So the bottom line is this. I know I have this
car?
Like 40-year-old man bias of like I'm an attitude era kid, right?
I don't. No, that's because that's
bullshit. I'm not 40, but yeah.
But Tony Khan, I'm sorry to interrupt you because I don't really think you do
it's fine.
Because I think it's really awesome because Tony Khan gave you that. With that Jericho and Nick Gage match. Like, that night, that was a crazy night. You had the 5-on-5 match to start off. They bookended it perfectly. That was what we all love about professional wrestling. So, and it was violent, but it didn't feel attitude era because there was just a lot of fun shit going on. And that's, nothing fun is going on in WWE. You know?
Yo, so, it's, well, okay. There's some fun things going on in WWE. They're very
sure. Limited, I agree,
right? Because like you have a couple problems they have is
but
they have
they're
Roman
not,
Reigns.
Look, but they're not. I'll let you finish. but they're not having. It doesn't seem like they're having fun.
No. And that is a big thing that I believe as a performer is right. Like WWE, the performer's morale. I mean, first off, they got everybody's getting let go. So that probably doesn't make people feel good, right?
Doesn't matter who you are.
Even in a small thing that Zelina and Newman, after this, I'm going to throw to you to talk about Aleister because I just want to hear all your thoughts on Aleister Black. Right?
Well, I mean, I want to have a discussion. I'm not going to just puke all over the mic because I want to hear. Everyone knows what I like about it.
I don't. I want to know. I really want to know your specific thoughts on it because, right. And people in the Discord were saying, I can't wait to hear Newman talk about it. Because did you hear his entrance music?
Yes.
I'm
going to have to pull Phil into this conversation too because we disagree on what type of metal that is.
Oh, really? Yeah. Somehow I was like, this song is as good as his other music. Like, it's less WWE, it's less poppy, but I was like, it's such a unique form of metal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I was like, it was scary and doomy. I know, right? We're talking about that, which we'll get into. That I was, he's on another level. But I guess what I'm saying is that like WWE performers, like Lashley, none of them seem to be like enjoying what they're doing at all, except for maybe Matt Riddle. He's like the only guy I could think of. And I really was watching Raw and I was like, I really knew Matt Riddle would thrive on the main roster because he was perfectly, we talked about this a million times, but him and Orton are probably the only thing that I care about now because I like the Reigns Cena thing, but I do, that's good, but obviously we know Cena's going to go, right? So it's like, that's like spectacle match. And then the Goldberg thing is like spectacle match also. And then Bianca, let's be honest, Bianca Sasha, that's a really cool match, but
hell yeah.
Bianca has not been an effective champion at all. Like she's not at all moved the needle. Well, and this is why I thought Sasha should have won, and I stick by it. And I think Sasha should win at SummerSlam also.
I don't think it matters who's champion right now. The only thing that's good that's a champion is Roman Reigns because he actually makes the title mean something. Every other title is meaningless in WWE. That's a fact.
Right.
It's just a fact.
And I was thinking about it, they got AJ Styles still there, and he doesn't matter. Like, they have him doing the almost stuff, and it's kind of fun, but you're like, imagine what AJ Styles would be doing in AEW.
No, I can't even.
like they wouldn't waste a second of AJ Styles. So that's what you think about. It's like Aleister, all these talents that pop the crowd in AEW so hard. And I do believe there's a cumulative effect of these moments, you know, that like they sit in WWE and are like nothing, like beyond nothing. They do nothing. It's kind of crazy.
Bro, they're about to change the game because they have so much talent. We saw the numbers. Like someone said, AEW Dynamite has 75 wrestlers right now, like male wrestlers. And I think I wanted to say 10 women. Is that right? Or do I have that wrong? I don't know. But anyway, they have so much more. Raw has 35 men. SmackDown has 23 men. And I think it was 8 and 7 for the women on both shows. And now they're gonna have so much talent that they're gonna be able to start getting Dark and Elevation on YouTube, popping off. You can get good matches on there. There's gonna be a lot of healthy competition, and the product is only gonna keep getting better. It's it's undeniable. They have a formula and it works.
Cause I was watching Moxley, to your point, I was watching Moxley enter, and Moxley's always the guy to look at because he was a huge star at WWE. A championship level guy and was crazy over on top of it also. Not my favorite guy, not one of my guys, but you can't deny how good he was when he was Dean Ambrose in terms of he had some huge, he was getting singles matches at Manias. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He got a Lesnar match at a Mania, you know? So Mania 32, known as one of the worst matches ever, and he blamed it on Brock. But when you're him, I think about myself, right? And you get to say, I want to.
So when you're Dean Ambrose, you think about Dan Black.
When you're Dean Ambrose and you think about me, and I think about myself in his shoes, and I get to go to my boss and say, man, I think it'd be really fucking cool if I entered the Wild Thing. I think that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he says, let me look into that.
He says,
and
no. He goes like this. Say no more, fam. Right. He goes like that. And he goes, how much?
Yeah.
It's going to cost us $1 million. Because you know Mox is going there probably with the information. Right.
Then so, think here. About.
He goes, yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, Papa, can you sell some bumpers, please, Papa? Yeah. I'd like to purchase the Wild Thing, Papa, for my toy.
I need you to cut one of the linebackers, Papa.
Yeah. Papa.
Papa, no, not the trogs.
For the vault, Papa?
No, not the trogs version. The other version, Papa.
Oh, no. They make magic, baby. Then they make magic.
Yeah,
fine, like, Dad,
Papa,
now.
I accidentally bought the rights to the movie Dad, Wild
not
Things.
Found.
You'll see it on your pay-per-view bill. I swear it was an accident, Papa.
Oh, man. And then, anyway, so, like, and then Dean Ambrose, then, like, he comes back. He's like, and he's like, Mox, he's like, yo. Yeah, let's do it. I love that idea.
Right.
Yo, that's going to make your product pop because these performers get to stand behind the curtain and know, like, yo, I'm executing my artistic vision. You know what I mean?
I
like,
listen
that,
to...
It goes a long fucking way. You know? It does.
This could be a good transition into Aleister Black for Newman, too, was let's I listened it. To a little bit of that Jericho pod, and Aleister Black literally said...
We do a little Aleister, Weekend at Aleister's. Weekend at
I'm being a puppet.
Wait, never mind. This song's better than the other one. But all right,
well, no, this song
this is the perfect example of how fucking horrible. This is the perfect example. It's like
this
you
dude.
Have that.
This
it's
dude,
a silver platter, and you just fuck it up, and then this dude is on Talk Is Jericho. Like, I went to Tony Khan and I said, I think we should do this, and Tony Khan said, I love that, and then here we are. Yeah. So like. I mean,
I have a lot
what are we
to
even
say.
Talking about anymore?
Newman, I'm going
to
shut the fuck up. I want
yeah,
to talk about Malakai.
I have a lot to say. So first of all, about WWE, right, and how they could not do something with him, with Aleister, with Thomas Budgeon. I'm going to quote Michael Delaney, somebody that Phil or Shebs and Dan know. Nothing grows in a field of no, right? And... WWE is a field of no. They have to fight against whatever. Maybe it's Vince. Maybe it's whatever it is, right? Everything is no first. Even Ziggler has said that you kind of have to, like, do it, and then maybe you get yelled at.
Dirty
maybe
dogs.
You don't. Right.
they got merch after. They got their merch right. 2 months after they lost the titles.
Right.
To Dominic Mysterio. Oh, one of those guys.
Thank you.
So, like, that's... Maybe the core of what is going to, I think, put AEW over the top eventually. But Malakai Black, he could not be more one of my guys. I said in the Discord, he hits all three.
Head of the table?
He is.
Oh, he's the head of your table.
He's the head of my table.
Love
who's
that.
The head of, who's, my head of my table is obviously the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. yeah. I said in the Discord, he hits all three of my interests, metal, wrestling, and Satan, the inverted triangle of like what makes me, right?
Well, yo, do you say that on dates?
I do.
So what are your top three interests?
That's actually in his Bumble profile.
Yeah, Newman. What are your, Alex.
Top
hey,
three
Alex.
Interests, go.
What are your top three interests?
What are my top three interests?
Yeah, what are your top three interests?
Metal, wrestling, and Satan.
Oh, my God. I don't know which of those is worse.
It's wrestling.
It's still wrestling. Yeah, it's still wrestling.
Yo, I think chicks that I've hung out with would care more. They would hate.
I used to wear merch on a date.
they'd be less upset by the Satan.
Yeah.
At least that's, like, spiritual.
Right.
I don't tell girls or women that I am into wrestling until I am inside of them. And then I'm like, by the way,
oh
I love
my
wrestling.
God, Jesus
I just go,
Christ.
Hey, I love wrestling. And then it's too late. We're already in love. We're in love.
Oh my God.
Mid-coitus, I reveal myself.
You may be implicating yourself in some sort of crime.
Is it though? If I've If I have consensual, tender, loving sex with a woman.
If they've consented to having sex with someone who is not a wrestling fan, and then you reveal to them that you are a wrestling fan,
okay,
you coerce them, my friend.
I suppose it's, you know, we'll have to talk to the lawyers.
No,
but look. Get Letterman out here, but.
look,
we should get Letterman on here.
Look, Malachi Black, what can be said? This guy gets it. If you listen to the fucking Jericho podcast, which I suggest you all do, if not only just because Jericho barely talks the entire time, the level of thought that he puts into everything that he does, like he is probably at the same level of thinking about his character that Bray Wyatt is, if not more, and AEW has their star right now.
Mm.
I think they could build everything around him, and it's perfect. I wouldn't change a thing.
So he cut a video that I sent to you. He cut a promo that was there was a package made for his match versus Cody that I sent. I posted in the Facebook group, and it was. The detail and the uniqueness of the things he was saying, and I can't find this video because that's the conversation we were having earlier, which is that Facebook's truly impossible to navigate at this point. It's an actual right. just shithole at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Well. It's like it's the Los Angeles of apps.
Yeah. By the way, sign up for patreon.com/comedianswrestling. For $2, you can get access to the Patreon Discord and get the fuck out of that Facebook group.
Yeah, I've been
also
in the Discord.
Follow
a lot
the Facebook
lately.
Group.
Great time. The Discord is dope. But I'll say this is that, like, he was saying things about himself where I was like, wow, this is like, I was like, I'm interested to see where this goes, man. He called himself a violent inconvenience. It's like, I like that. What is that? What is that?
What is that?
What's
what
a violent,
does that look like?
What's a violent inconvenience? Like a car crash?
It's kind of like a hemorrhoid.
Right?
Yeah, could be. Yeah,
a hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid.
And he said, "But I also like. I've really grown to enjoy like the way he speaks. He's very in control. I think he's a very unique performer. I like the face paint. I don't like the Mai Tai shorts.
That has to go.
Those didn't fit right.
That I would change.
But knowing how that shit works, I think they get gear made like, kind of last minute and blah blah. As a guy's made gear and shit, you know, you get it and then it fits the way it fits and it's like, hey, all right, going on TV. Wrestling is carny like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was like, these are the trunks I got. Like, give me Stone Cold.
Don't be fooled by the trunks that I got. I'm still Danny from the block.
All right. No, I appreciate that. So, do you ever hear Stone Cold story about forgetting his vest for WrestleMania 15? Yep. You're like, that billion-dollar company doesn't have a costume department with backup Stone Cold vests. They don't roll. You know what I mean? You're like, the costume department doesn't have, like, a Stone Cold outfit. I've been on, like, low-budget commercial shoots where they have two of my outfits. You know what I mean? Like the Stone. But wrestling is literally like you bring your own gear. If you leave it at home, we don't have anything for you. You know?
Right. Has anybody seen my luggage? I left my gear in it.
Oh my God! Stone Cold's back.
Whoa!
Wow!
Has anybody seen my luggage? Look! I'm looking for my gear. I left it in my luggage.
Stone Cold, you haven't been here in so long. I didn't even have your music ready for you.
But
give me a second.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm looking for my gear. I left it somewhere here in the podcast last time I was here.
Well, what gear exactly did you bring last time? I don't remember what you came sporting last time.
I brought what I always wear. I got my blue jean shorts and my black t-shirt and my black vest. That's what I brought and that's what I left. I can't find it. Look, it's in a suitcase. It's a Samsonite suitcase. I bought it at TJ Maxx. It was $100 off. You couldn't beat that deal. You know, TJ Maxx is a great place to get deals.
Stone Cold, sorry, you're back. I just want to remind you, you do this thing where, we ask you a question and then you kind of just veer off into just Stone Cold blabbering. You think you go very stream of conscious. And we don't have time for that because this pod's like only like trying to be like an hour. You know what I mean?
Well, look, I'm trying to help you find my gear, my luggage.
Too
I'm trying to set the scene.
Details, you know?
No, you got to understand. You got to understand where I'm coming from, Dan. Look, I bought it at TJ Maxx. It's going to be able to paint the picture, right? Like you're like a bloodhound. You're like a visual bloodhound, right? And you go, I got to lay the scent for you. All right.
Stone Cold, can I ask you a question while we have you here?
Yeah.
Do you think that the costume department should have more of a wrestler's costume backstage for wardrobe so there's not as much pressure as you traveling and having to worry about all your gear and stuff, you know?
Well, no. I mean, look. That just depends on how... That just depends on how you see, like, our job, right? Like, we're performers. We should have our gear. We should take care of it. We should show up prepared. It's part of the discipline, right? And plus, you don't want, like, a dressing room back there. What do you think this is? Like a TJ Maxx? You ever been to TJ Maxx? You can get Chicago-style popcorn, you know, like cheddar and caramel, in a tin, year-round. Don't even have to wait for holidays. Stone Cold. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, Stone Cold, why is that something I needed to know
about? Stone Cold, have you?
Yeah. Get the Berlin Ives painted on the side of that son bitch.
I would love to see Stone Cold a beer, only instead of a beer, a cheddar popcorn tin. Like one of those three-way, you got the caramel, you got
that's
the
what I'm talking
cheddar.
About. Get that that nice wintry bucolic scene painted on the side. It's underneath the old Christmas tree in the morning. You sneak down the stairs. You pop that son bitch open. And you eat just the cheddar. And you eat just the caramel. And you leave that butter for someone else. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. All right, Stone Cold. I don't know why.
Chicago style.
Yeah, Stone Cold. You seem to be on this popcorn kick here about where you can get popcorn and the tin that comes. You're very obsessed with the tin that comes in.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful, it's a little, I collect them.
All right, well, how do you feel about adding Finn Balor to the main event, possibly, right, of Roman Reigns? I know you have a lot of opinions about main events of a SummerSlam. You've main evented SummerSlams. They might add Balor to a big match like Reigns Cena. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I like Finn Balor. I like the way he looks. I like his gear. I like he's got, like, that clean look. He's just got, like, the, you know, most of the time just, like, black trunks, black boots. Kind of reminds me of, like, how I used to dress, you know? Like, my gear, which is missing right now in a TJ Maxx bought Samsonite somewhere in this liminal space that we record this podcast.
Okay. Back to TJ Maxx again.
It just the values, Dan.
All right, Stone Cold, you gotta go, bro.
I do gotta go. I'm looking. I can't find my gear.
Jesus Christ! You know, if he's one of my idols, so I gotta let him on the show. But I gotta tell you, his value has been going down and down. You know? Oh man. But yeah. So anyway, interesting to see where they go with Malakai. That's what we were kind of talking about.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm interested in talking about is Edge and Rollins.
Forgot about that match too.
Edge and Rollins will be wrestling at SummerSlam, and if you've noticed, Edge kind of said that Rollins. He said he's like your Edge, fucking 2.0 or like 1.0 or whatever. You know, I forgot exactly what he said. But it's cool that they're acknowledging that these guys are similar talents. You know, I didn't think they would kind of go there. But Edge was kind of just saying, like, you're just fucking running my playbook, bro. You know? Which I did.
I just want to make a point of order. Think about what we're saying here. Like, where we don't think WWE will go.
Oh, yeah.
Versus, like, where...
I'm not invested in it.
Where we're confident that AEW is... going to
well,
go.
I think that's the disconnect. I'm not invested in the match. I'm excited to watch Rollins versus Edge. I'm excited to watch Bianca versus Sasha.
Yeah, there's no story.
I just don't even really care.
Yeah, there's no story.
Right. Like Sasha came and then she gave a bank statement to the bank. She gave a bank statement to Bianca, and you were like, all right, I knew that was going to happen because that's the only match that could possibly happen because none of these stars are in any position to do anything different. Yeah. And then so you're like, I know that's coming. Then Randy RKO'd Riddle, which was cool, but you're like, yeah, that's probably going to happen because what else are you going to set up for Randy 2 weeks out?
It's like,
they're gone for months. You're like, all right. So
if it's like, if you saw Sasha return and your first thought wasn't like, oh, she's face, but she's obviously turning to wrestle Bianca at SummerSlam, like, then you're just a really dumb mark. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you have to know. And they just telegraph it every time. This is what WWE does. They played the friendship angle, and then one of them goes heel. And it happened within the span of one television show. Like, of course there was going to be a tag team match. Of course Sasha was going to turn on Bianca. Duh. You know, like, the same shit over and over again.
Yeah, and it's the same, and also it's SummerSlam rude. Card is not very sexy. You know, like, I mean, you have the Reigns.
Sexy.
What?
It's sexy. It's like there's going to be a lot of good shit.
Like on paper, yeah. There's some good shit to
it.
But,
hell yeah.
But you're not like leading up to those matches. Now that being said, when MJF Jericho, when that match actually happens, you're going to be like, whoa, that's going to be a fucking good time to see them go. Yeah.
It's going to be so sexy.
Even Cody Malachi, which had only like 3 weeks of build, really, I was more excited for that than most matches on the SummerSlam card.
Well, that was a pure sex scenario. They were oozing sex cheese.
You guys don't like sex using that? You know what? Speaking of sex, I think we should hold on.
Okay, what? Speaking of sex, what do we do?
I think we should head over to Meme Corner, is what I was going to say.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
Okay.
Shev's favorite part of the podcast.
It's the birthday team. Meme Corner. Some motherfucking the Meme Corner. Let's look at some memes. What do you think?
What a song.
Yeah, what a song. The Hawkeye Detour. Yo, I got some fire memes this week, I think. Here's a meme.
I just looked at them all. They're very good.
They're all good, right?
This is a good batch. Yeah,
this is one that's a mom holding their baby, and he's holding her up like in that playful look into your eyes way, like Simba style. And it's like, how moms play with their kids. And then the bottom, it's Razor giving Sean a razor's edge. And it says, how dads play with their kids.
That's great. That's my favorite finish. Funny.
I sent that to Ziggler, actually. He loved it.
You think Ziggler's ever going to be a father?
We should have a Ziggler. You should send them to Ziggler and get his rating out of 5 moves. How many moves the memes will get.
For the meme?
Official Ziggler rating. This is a great one.
I'll give him out of 10 just so I don't.
How many shows?
He's
going to
go, what's a move? He's going to go, what's a move rating?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ask him to rate it out of 10 shows stopped. How many shows stopped?
How many?
5 shows stopped.
How many shows would be stopped for this?
Yeah.
Right.
How many? I'm going
to
go.
I'll tell you what. One of the things that actually makes me want to be a dad is the idea that I can do this to my kid. That's kind of great. Like, I just can't wait to give my kid a razor's edge one day. But other than that, I don't know nothing else.
Okay, I said, out of 5, how do you rank this meme? All right, next one. Yeah, no, give your kids. That makes me want to have kids when you give them wrestling moves. Was this funny? Oh, here's the fist. I'm not going to take this wrestling war seriously until the SmackDown fist joins AEW.
I'm going to call that a cute meme. That's cute.
That's a cute one. It was worth posting. I like that.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. All right, let's go. This was a Newman comment. This is not a meme per se. This is a DM from Newman that I really liked. It's a picture of Karrion Kross versus Samoa Joe. And Karrion Kross has a towel around his neck. And then Newman says, every match at NXT looks like it's kitchen staff going at it.
Yeah, this is legit.
These guys work in my kitchen.
I have both those guys. They work in my kitchen. Yeah. I'm going to actually take pictures of them and send it to you guys.
Bus boy versus Lion Chef.
Well, Samoa Joe with the towel around his neck like he's the fucking dish dryer. Yeah.
And the hostess in the back.
Yeah, you got the hostess in the back. This guy's the fucking hotshot server. He's been there for 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yo, the lamb here is sick. I worked with waiters just like Karrion Kross when I worked in Delaware. I worked at like the fancy restaurant when I was in college. And it was always guys like that. Like a restaurant that serious to make you take quizzes on like the farms that the fucking greens are from and shit. That's right. Who Karrion Kross is. You know what I mean? Like you have to say like where the beef's from and how they like nurture
but
it.
But also does a ton of cocaine.
Yeah. They got the beef. Yeah, the beef's from Trenton.
What? Wilmington, Delaware has very fancy restaurants because it's a huge banking town.
Yeah,
you
know? Newman, get your head out of your ass. Wilmington, Delaware, when you think fine dining, it's also one of the most crime-ridden places.
Like, it's a shithole also. So, I don't know if it's a shithole, but I know it's not doing well.
Yeah, where do you think they're getting their beef?
Isn't that where you went to college?
Trenton.
University of Delaware. All right, got the Ziggler says it's a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Love that.
Tough crowd.
I think 3 out of 5 shows stopped. Yeah, 80% of shows stopped.
80% showstops. All right,
no,
next
that's 60%.
60.
Sorry. Yeah, you know what? 60. I'm not math, so never.
I like how Ziggler's kayfabe answer and shoot answer would be the same.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, lives true. The gimmick.
Three means he's really.
He probably
liked
gave
it,
it three.
For Ziggler, he probably gave really it. A liked it.
Yeah, I probably gave it a three because Sean's getting a razor's edge. He really wanted to give it a two, but since Sean was getting the razor's edge,
Sean,
he was like,
"We love Sean, folks. We love Sean, don't we, folks?" All right, what does this one say? Me interrupting my parents' heated argument to tell them about my favorite Capri Sun flavor.
The hands, Earl Hebner, no, just like
he looks
look,
like Clifford. You know,
he's
he
about
looks
to like
yo. Doesn't he look like fucking Hebner? Look like fucking. Doesn't he look like
Hebner's like so? Cherry Cooler is
he's like yo. Look so. And then your mom and dad, and it's Warrior and Hogan just staring each other down, like all pumped up. And this is my favorite Warriors. I love Warrior with the fucking paint on the chest. You know,
My mom had that hairdo, like Warrior's hairdo. And
In this scenario, Warrior's definitely.
My dad had
mom.
That hairdo, probably just a little bit. My dad's not bald, but a little bit more hair on top of Hogan. So this is my parents, And this is 100%.
This is Hogan not bald. This is Hogan had full hair.
I mean, if you're going this full hair, I mean, this is still technically a bald man. Like, his hairline is middle of head at best.
Look, his guys.
The last time he had it, Rocky 3?
Guys with. Can we zoom in on Hogan's hair, Phil?
What was the last time he had a full head of hair? Rocky 3?
No. See, guys with this hair don't think they're bald. I know this because my dad has this hair, okay? And my dad takes Propecia now, even.
What?
And he's like, yo, I'm trying to keep my hair. But everyone else is like, it's the game's been over. The game's over. He's you know what I mean? But he's like, yo, I'm trying to keep what I got. But when you don't have
that's
hair,
every one
when
of our parents,
just oh my the, God. When it's just horseshoed, the game's over. But he doesn't want to acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying?
The as game's over. Chief. Everyone's gone home. It's a Sunday, and there's a swap meet there that day.
He's just at the plate, still waiting for the pitch. You know what I mean?
Quick question: how many people do you think who are over 65
get Hogan's face off my
getting on Propecia now?
Yeah,
but refuse to get the vaccine. Like, how many over 65, like, game over for your hair, bro, put the Propecia in, but are like, but I'm not putting garbage in my body.
Because
Propecia.
So the shit people will do, but not take the vaccine is so funny.
The only reason I don't take Propecia is because there's a warning on it that literally says, you can't even open this medication near a pregnant woman. And I'm like, if a pregnant woman can't even be in the same room as a pill, why would I put that in my body?
It's because I think it's got testosterone in it, I think.
Look, I'm 90% stem cell, baby. I can't be around anything that a pregnant woman can't be around.
You're 90% stem cell? This joke's
all
over
stem.
My head.
All stems all day.
Next, let's go. Oh, this one is I'll never forget the it's a picture of THQ from one of those wrestling games where you where they're it's like is that Steve Blackman hitting Mr. Ass?
It looks like
WrestleMania 2000.
He's hitting him with a chair in the back hallway, and it says, "I'll never forget the first time I went backstage in a wrestling video game. It made me feel like anything was possible." Mm.
It's like they're fucking changing the game.
Yeah,
it's a whole new world. We're going backstage. There's chairs, weapons.
Is that
fantastic. It? Fantastic. Love this meme. It's a very nostalgia heavy.
Oh, here, Newman likes this one. It's the what's this guy's name again?
Malcolm Bivens.
Yeah, Malcolm Bivens. He's looks stoned as fuck with his hands out, right? He's looking at the camera. And it says, "Boss, Kevin got fired this morning for coming to work high." And it says, "Me, stoned as fuck." Like, what? I can't believe it. He got fired.
What? Kevin what? Got fired.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yo.
Man, what's this one?
Oh, love this one.
This is the top one.
This
it's
is
the
it.
Rock
this
looking amazing.
This is it.
In the $10,000 shirt. And it says, what does it say at the top? If Rock was...
Rock.
A huge star, a big star in NXT.
If Rock was a big star in NXT, and then it scrolls down to him when he debuted with the Maya Villa, like with the tassels and the fucking tribal neckband, like kind of like a checkered... It looks like a checkerboard Tommy the Green Ranger armor, right? And it says, this is how he would appear on Raw.
It's 100% accurate.
Shit's fucking hilarious.
It almost hurts.
It almost hurts, yeah. Next, is that it?
You got one more.
One more. What is it? Oh, I'm telling my kids this is Kenny Omega. It's fucking. I think it's Sandler from Punch Drunk Love.
No. That one with.
The one about 9/11, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
The one where he plays like a 9/11.
If this picture
survivor.
Was a little bit more pixelated, I would have thought it was Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it's the movie where he's like. Him. It's the movie where he's like,
I'm shocked he hasn't played.
He's like,
then.
Oh, those towers just fell.
Is that called Reign Over Me with
yes.
Don Cheadle?
Call that. That's yeah. it. R E I G N.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns over me.
Yeah. Do you acknowledge this movie as your tribal chief?
I acknowledge this movie as my tribal chief. I mean, you know me. I'm a fucking Cheadle Beetle. So I love, I got Cheadle Mania. So I'm all about it.
He's a huge Hotel Rwanda mark. That's where he's staying when he's in Vegas.
Look, I love hotels.
They're gonna build a Hotel Rwanda.
Yeah. Oh, Don Cheadle, big Vegas guy.
It's themed like
oh no! Oh, my God. I don't even know what that movie's about. By the way, I just want to point that out. I know it's something good, but I don't
genocide.
Know what it's about. Oh, okay. Oh my God! It's right next to New York, New York.
Right. Yeah.
Is that a bit? Do we got to edit that?
No, it's a great joke. It's just, you know, you're going to turn some heads around the office with that one. But I think it's a solid, the construction on that joke is good.
Where are you staying? Excalibur?
Me?
Yeah.
Me? I stay at the MGM Grand, baby. I'm a Leo.
Okay. Anyway, I was trying to get you to say that. All right. I'm just going to let this go, but it is funny. It's insensitive, but it is funny.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I wasn't even paying attention, so I'm going to get...
Should I? Do you guys have more wrestling to talk about, or can I talk about the reason people are actually
yeah,
here?
So, Shed, which is I have in the docket.
I got something to promote.
Actually,
No. We're cutting that off. I got a couple things to say. No, I do. Here's what happens first. I just want to remind people how much of a great show we're going to put on in Vegas, because not only do you have Dan versus Nick Tullo for the number one contenders match, not only do you have This Is What Happens When an Inadequate Force Meets an Irrelevant Object. Of course, Tullo, you are the inadequate force here, and Dan, you are the irrelevant object. There'll be square for the number one contender.
Mr. Irrelevant.
We will also have the Mainland Coronation Celebration of yours truly, sponsored by Truly. And here's a scoop for the pod. I finally got my merch. The people asked for it. We've got merch coming to the shopzone.cow.com, which is at PWT, at Pro Wrestling Tees. We're adding the Shibiro Championship merchandise to the store. We got the Mahalo Bro shirt. We're going to have an Eva Beach Bad Boy shirt that you guys are going to love. Finally, my fans, you could show up to the Mainland Coronation Celebration decked out in Sheb's gear to support Sheb's championship run. I will not be doing a meet and greet. I have agreed to do a meet, but no greet. I will meet you. I will not greet you. Greeting costs extra. But this will happen. And
so this is at ProWrestlingTees.com/comedians of wrestling. You can pick up the official Shibiro Run shirts. What shirts there? Mahalo.
We've got
Bro.
Two shirts. We've got my shirt, the Mahalo Bro shirt. It's the catchphrase that swept the nation. The biggest story in 2020 was, of course, 2021 was the catchphrase Mahalo Bro swept the nation. There was nothing bigger than that going on in America. And the other, of course, the Eva Beach Bad Boys have their own shirt. If you want to represent Eva Beach, if you're a bad boy, you got to get this shirt. So we got two. Fresh tees coming to ProWrestlingTees.com/comediansofwrestling. And I couldn't be happier about it. And that's basically it. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than this. I'm so glad that I could represent this group of fans. You guys are great fans. It's a great pod. I'm sorry that Dan and Tullo have been really healing off on each other on the Facebook group and in the Patreon episodes.
Oh.
You can. I'm just saying, but like, I just can't wait for their match.
Yeah.
There's something I think you all want to see that I just received in the Comedians of Wrestling email.
What?
Before we continue.
How spooky, what? Spooky.
Is this you guys might want to take a look
about
at this
off air? Should we tell this off air?
No, I think like we should show it.
All right. What do we got?
Hello, comedians of the wrestling universe. It is I, Matt Walsh, the acting GM of the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. Yes, that's me. Always have, always will be. I'm excited to see that shows are coming back. I also noticed this big Vegas show is going to feature a number one contender match. Listen up. I know Jason Shibiro. We've crossed paths before. He is dangerous. I know what he's capable of. And this deadbeat hasn't defended his title in 4 months. He's a coward. A coward. So as acting GM, I am forcing Chefs to battle in this match. It's now going to be a triple threat for the cow title.
What?
It's a title match as of now.
What?
This is the match
Yo.
And the match people deserve. Good luck.
Let's go.
Well, this is going to come in handy.
What?
the fuck is this?
Hold on.
Fuck that. Look. No.
Karma's a bitch, motherfucker.
Karma's a bitch. You think Matt Walsh has any authority over it? Look, I have a contract. I only fight for this belt on Hawaiian soil. I'm a Hawaiian champion. No. I'm going to the mainland. I haven't been training. I've been drinking fucking Trulies.
Yeah, we can tell you're like a skinny little bitch.
Bro, I'm not fighting.
UCB founder Matt Walsh has always been the GM. He has sanctioned all the matches, bro. Okay.
Let's go.
The podcast is still technically a UCB property. Okay. And he has that fucking authority to put you in this fucking match.
Did you know about this? Did you fuckers know about this?
I didn't know about it. I'm seeing this right now.
I know that I had
to deal with him for the IFE match, and I had very clear conversations with him about how the titles and the stipulations of this title works. Okay. I had to sign some documents with him to put it online during the DCM.
Okay, look, I understand.
He basically
this
said
guy.
You're a little bitch, and he said you better get your ass to fucking Vegas and
that's
your Pope mobile, motherfucker.
Because
guess what? I'm gonna drive that Pope mobile into the space and run your ass over.
Tulo, I will fucking beat the shit out of you with my eyes.
And then I'm gonna go in reverse and run your best friend over too.
I'm not showing up until I speak to my lawyer. I need to talk to Adam Letterman. Ooh. This does not sound legit to me. I don't think they can make me fight. I know the acting GM is saying, oh, there's a match. I don't buy it. Okay, this is bullshit. This is unbelievable because all
you need to know is, Jeff, you can yell all you want. The bottom line is that this is where opportunity meets fucking preparation. I'm always fucking ready to fucking go. I am jacked up, Chevs. Look at you sitting there in a fucking oversized t-shirt. You've been ready to fucking celebrate and not ready to fucking punch, baby, and I'm going to fucking get you back for what you fucking did to me in Hawaii. And I get to beat the shit out of Tulo at the same fucking time. What a beautiful thing. The first ever triple threat for the Cow title.
Listen to me. If you inadequate, irrelevant chumps think we're
Guess
doing
what,
a triple
boys?
Threat
triple
on
threat
Las Vegas,
means
soil,
no DQ. Bring your fucking weapons.
Oh my God!
This is
the inadequate force meets the
just
irrelevant
what I needed,
object.
Baby.
Meets
oh,
the
guess who just evened up
ignorant
the
motherfucker.
You go
irrelevant,
down, Black. No, both no, of you,
inadequate
both of you.
Meets ignorant,
both
bro.
Both of you, both of you.
It's Angle's.
You guys are.
It's
done.
Kurt Angle's three eyes.
Both of you guys.
You guys
shut
are done.
The fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Both of you, listen. You fucking idiots. Okay, Matt Walsh is going to regret even pretending he has the authority to book me in a match. I don't give a shit what he says. I don't give a shit what you guys say. This title doesn't leave this island. I don't defend this title on the mainland. That's part of my deal. I'm having my lawyers look over this contract right now. I don't care if it's Matt Walsh, Amy Poehler. I don't care who books this match. I'm not fighting for the title at SummerSlam Tacular. I'm there to celebrate and coronate, baby. And if you think you get a piece of meat, you should pray you don't have to fight me in Las Vegas, because I will rain down you with all the elements of Hawaii. But the thing is this, it ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna happen at SummerSlam. It's not gonna happen ever. Okay?
Yo, you ever get your ass beat with a croc, motherfucker? Because I'm gonna croc chop you all over fucking the space in Las Vegas,
bro,
bitch.
The fact
bring your
that
fucking title.
Even-
hey, Dan, you bring your fucking title too, that little wood piece of shit behind you. Bring them both, because after I'm done with both your asses and I win both those titles, I'm going to unify them and make something even better, baby, because that's what I do for the Cow Nation. I bring shit together, and all you two have been doing is tearing this whole thing apart, and everybody knows, because when they said who they wanted the next champion to be, undeniable, 50 fucking votes. This little motherfucker over here got one, and I don't even think anybody even fucking voted for you, Shebs. Both are irrelevant, and it's time to put Cal back on the map, baby. It's game over. You're both going down, and I don't care what you do, because I'm going to crock chop you, motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
And both of y'all are going to get hit with the EMA, and both of y'all can eat my ass at the same time, bitches. Let's go. See you in Vegas. I'm fucking out of here.
I cannot wait to beat the shit out of fucking both of you with my girl and fucking go home back as the Cow Champ. And all you motherfuckers who are talking shit about me will apologize to me, Chefs. Anyway, you'll apologize to me. Tulo, you'll say sorry to me. And the bottom line is this. Chefs will have his lawyers look into it, but holy shit, that's Matt motherfucking Walsh, bro. Deep star. The commissioner, the GM of Cow, still the acting commission. Until we deal with some of this paperwork, who knows, that'll change. But the bottom line is this. 8/21, the main event of the DZ and Fred SummerSlam Tacular is me,
All my versus tiptoers. Too low. All the people who tiptoe too low, baby.
Versus Jason Shapiro.
Let's go.
For the motherfucking cow title in the first ever triple threat happening in fucking Vegas, baby. Get your tickets now at the Space in L.A. And Dolph Ziggler will be there and a bunch of other dudes will be there. It's going to be a fucking great time. Holy shit.
Somebody say holy motherfucking shit.
Everybody, hey. Whew. Keep watching wrestling.
See you in Vegas, bitches.
This is